Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is the guy that's probably on the bubble for the Bassmaster Classic, the guy that everybody thinks is going to win it, Jason Quinn. And Jason, boy, that's got to be a tough battle for you, having your home lake and knowing what you know about that lake, Lake Wylie. And everybody's kind of looking, ah, Jason's probably going to win this thing. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think it's great, but I don't think a hometown guy has won the Classic yet. So I'm kind of scared in that.
Well, you look at what's going on. Lake Wylie, also a very, very good lake. You know, it's got tons of fish in it, but the boat traffic is going to be phenomenal. And how much do you think that's going to play into your strategy? Because guaranteed, Jason Quinn's going to be followed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, boat traffic has always been a big issue here. And I know a lot of guys call and say, well, how are you going to deal with that? You know, boats following you. Well, they followed me over here for 10 years fishing tournaments. So I'm used to it in that respect. But the recreational traffic is a big deal out here also. You know, everybody likes to come to Lake Wylie on the weekends and have a good time. The only thing, the way that it's going to hinder me is, you know, maneuvering around a lot. It's going to keep you from running from here to there because you have to get through all those boats. The fish still bite here. They've got to eat. And they're used to that boat traffic.
Well, you know, the thing that's amazing is sometimes boat traffic can play an advantage, in particular if you don't have a lot of current during those days. And that boat traffic sometimes simulates that current. You know, one of the funny things that happen is, you know, you got to think about some of the bodily functions you have to do, too, with all those crowds around. Man, you better not drink any water before you take off for the tournament.
Exactly. You're not going to eat or drink anything out there, because they can see it all out here.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, you talk about the big boats and what happens, you know, and I know this tournament, you know, you have the high water, you've had the water that's been up, you know, above normal, and a lot of guys are talking about the deep water. You know, the water's clearing up a little bit, a little bit of less rain, and a lot of the shallow water bites seem to be real good in the pre-practice, but you're going to really have to mix it up, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to have to mix it up. Like I said, I don't think you can win it predominantly doing one thing. You know, obviously there's a lot of offshore structure in the lake that's got fish on it. And like I said, there's a lot of boat docks on the lake also. You know, you've got boat docks situated in 10, 12 foot of water. You've got boat docks, you know, in 2 to 5 foot of water. So you've got a lot of different patterns to utilize those boat docks. You know, you've got main lake creek docks, creek channel boat docks, cove boat docks. So, and there's 1,473 of them here on the lake. You know, a lot of them got rocks under them, brush piles. So that's going to play a big role in this tournament.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to be on the move. You know, one of the things you have to do, I think, more than anything else, is hit those strategic areas. The other thing is I know a lot of times when you fish tournaments there on a local body of water, you may only fish for one day, and here you're going to have a lot of days. You're going to have to keep that consistent thing going. And, you know, you think about all that and what you're going to have to put together. You got to have a real good game plan, don't you?
Yes, you do. And, I mean, you've got to utilize that time, and you've got to do a lot of running around. I mean, the main thing here is cover a lot of water, see how many casts you can make in a day. But, yeah, you'll have to adjust yourself accordingly because, like you said, a lot of one-day tournaments on this lake that, you know, you're going out and fishing for a 25-pound bag of that day to win. But here you're going to have to play a little bit more strategic than that.
Well, you know, a smart business plan always comes up with, you know, you got a starting and a beginning place. And I know that, you know, a lot of times in a tournament like this, you know, you're trying to go out there and get that good sack the first day, but that's not what's going to win it for you. It's that consistency. And, you know, you've got such a good home field advantage there. You know what good docks there are. You know what docks hold water, you know, hold water under them, may have a better brush pile on them. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where you have to be at the right place at the right time, I would imagine, as well.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, the key deal is, you know, Friday and Saturday, you know, they're going to cut to the top 25 on Sunday. So, you know, the main deal is making it to fish Sunday. And then, you know, you've only got 25 guys out there. And you can slow down and fish a little bit more thorough stuff. Places you caught the fish the first 2 days of the tournament. First 2 days, you're going to have to cover a lot of water.
Well, you've got an opportunity here. You know, you were on the bubble. I'm sure you were on pins and needles thinking maybe I might not get into this thing on my home lake. And because of double qualifications, of course, you had a good year, but you made it because of the double qualifications with the E50. You had to be pleased as punch to know, hey, I get to fish this thing at home now.
That's exactly right, and I don't think no one's more excited than I am. You know, I'm ready to get this thing going right now.
Well, if you look at the tournament, you know, and you kind of think about what it's going to be in your mind's eye, you know, you're thinking about how this tournament's going to play out. You know, what kind of bags are you thinking it's going to take to win this thing?
You know, a consistency of about a 15-pound bag a day is probably going to win, a 3-pound average. Some guys are going to come in with a 20-pound bag, but, you know, I don't know if they can duplicate that over 2 or 3 days. I mean, I'm sure you can get on a stretch of docks and, you know, catch those big fish, but they don't replenish that good here, especially this time of year.
Well, you got hot water. I mean, it's going to be, you know, upper 80 water temperature, surface temp anyway, and you're going to have to be able to find those places where these fish are going to use those for some shade, maybe some of those ledges where there's some stumps and some of those kind of things. Talk about bait selection a little bit if you can.
Bait selection, it's going to vary. I've got a guy that makes a lot of my baits for me here locally, Brian's Crankbaits. He makes a real good bait, and I'll be throwing a lot of those. Those baits were made specifically for fishing some of this offshore structure on this lake. You know, a good dock bite, jig, you know, a pop-ar, and all that sort of type stuff, you know, the shallow water stuff.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, you're going to have a good early morning bite. You know, topwater bait ought to be real good that time of year, and then also then you're going to have to be real resilient about when to move and when not to.
Hey, if they're not biting where you're at, they're biting somewhere.
Well, Wiley has got a pretty good reputation of having bunches of fish, and, you know, big fish there, maybe, what, 6-7 pounds?
Yes, that's a big fish for here. The lake's just chock full of, you know, those 2- and 3-pound fish. It's got a lot of those in it. But catching a 5-, 6-, 7-pounder, that's going to be the key deal. You know, if you could get a 5-pound bite a day to go with some of those 2.5-, 3-pounders, you'll be in contention to win this thing.
Well, how about torture mode? You know, are you going to be banged around a little bit with those big hog boats out there banging around? And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to be really resilient and not really think about those big boats being around you. Wouldn't you imagine that's going to be a key?
Yes, you better have your sea legs on and your stuff strapped down.
Well, you think about the rig, you know, a lot of guys will throw a Carolina rig maybe to find fish on these ledges. Do you think that'll come into play?
It will, but the boat traffic's going to hinder that. Every time you go to move the rod, the bait's going to jump about 4 foot off the bottom because of all the boat traffic. But I'm sure there's a lot of fish going to be caught on the rig.
Well, you know, Jason, you're probably one of the most unorthodox guys as far as just the way you carry yourself and some of those kind of things. I've always told you you're kind of the pirate of bass fishing. And, you know, one of the neat things about that is you got a great strong following, but that could maybe hinder you a little bit here because not only do you have that great following at home where you're going to have to fish this tournament, but there's going to be a lot of people coming from outside the country, you know, around the area and maybe across the United States are going to want to watch Jason Quinn try to catch a couple fish.
Exactly. And once I get out there on the water, I'll just have to tune that out. You know, I'm out there to do one thing, and that's win. There's only one winner in the Bassmaster Classic.
Well, it's got to be a neat feeling as you start this thing, thinking, hey, I'm going to be able to go out there. I know some places there ought to be some fish. But, you know, with the way the off-limits and stuff has run, you know, that having that home field advantage this year, you know, you've only had that 1 week to practice. That's got to be tough on you as well.
It is. It's pretty tough. But, I mean, this lake, you know, there's not a lot of changes over here, just water fluctuations. I mean, the fish swim pretty much the same places. And they eat pretty much the same places. It's going to be a timing deal. You know, you're liable to pull up on one place 2 or 3 times in a day and not catch nothing. And then you're liable to pull up and catch 15 in a row, 2.5-3-pounders.
Well, what kind of forage is Wiley noted for? Crayfish, shad?
It's full of them. You turn on your electronics, you see a lot of bait.
Well, when you do that, are you going to try to match the hatch at any time? I mean, color selection going to be critical as this as well?
No, not too much. I mean, I like to fish big baits because I like to fish for the bigger fish, you know, but... You know, I don't try to match the hatch too much. Not over here, I don't anyway.
Well, you've got a great situation here ahead of you. You're looking at a absolute great fishery. You've got, you know, the best anglers in the world are going to be at this thing. I think we've got 14 of the top 15 anglers on the State Farm World Rankings are at this event, and I think there's a whole bunch of them looking at Jason Quinn.
I hope so, and I'm going to give it my all. You can guarantee that.
Well, you know, when you look at this thing, you look at what's going on, and kind of to wrap up here a little bit, when you look at that, you know, in retrospect, you made the Classic, you know, that was kind of a godsend. You got in, you know, based on the E50 overlap, and now you get to fish your home body of water. That's got to make you feel like you're comfortable going into it.
Yes, I'm feeling real comfortable going into it. I mean, you know, now the only thing now is just to, you know, capitalize on the situation. You know, I think everything went into play the whole year. You know, I started off good at the Harris Chain with an 8th-place finish, and I thought Harris was probably going to be my worst finish of the year, and it turned out to be my best. I figured it'd be, you know, pretty smooth sailing after that, but it didn't turn out that way, so I was pretty bummed out about that. But then the double qualification, after I looked at the Elite 50, the guys that were already qualified for the Classic, I said, hey, you know, maybe I still got a shot at this after all. So everything kind of worked out pretty good. I'm tickled to death about that.
Well, sometimes a plan that comes together pretty good. It sounds like this one's about to, and we wish you the best of luck here at Bass Fan and look forward to seeing you at the Classic.
Thank you very much, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.